Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of Christ Makes the Difference as far as life is concerned. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Christ Makes the Difference as far as life is concerned.
The world. Jesus is the difference between an abundant life and a meager life. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, before I get to my point, let me share with you my pet peeve, right? My pet peeve is that in this verse, people say that the thief is the devil. The devil is not the thief in this passage. Just go back and read the first 10 verses, and you'll see who the thief is. It's false teachers. That's very clear. Now, the devil is a thief. You know, there's no question about that. The devil is a thief. But you can't use this particular verse to say that the devil is a thief. He's not the thief referred to in John 10:10. All right, so I just thought that on my way to my destination, I would stop off at that journey just to make you aware in case you thought that the devil, which is, I've heard so many preachers, I hear preachers preach all the time, you know, the devil, and they read this verse, you know, the devil, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. And they say that, but the devil was not the thief, all right? But that's not the destination that we wanted to reach. I just had to get that off my chest. The destination that we're trying to reach is that Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus makes the difference between abundant life and a meager life, a so-so life. And we see here, abundant life. The word abundant comes from a Greek word that means super abundant in quality or superior in quality, no matter how you slice it. It's either super abundant in quantity, that means in multiple areas. Ooh, man. Ooh, that was a revelation right there. God just gave me that. In multiple areas, and also superior in quality. That you have a high quality of life, that if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you have not only an abundant life in many areas, but you also have a superior life in general. And the word life there is Zoe, which is spiritual life. Jesus makes the difference between abundant life and a meager life. And my friends, if you are living a meager life today, if you are just getting by, then there's something wrong. There's something wrong. I like the song, it's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to live for him. If you could see where Jesus brought me from, to where I am today, then you'll know the reason why I love him so. You can take this world, its wealth, and its riches. I don't need earth's fame. It's my desire to live for him. If you can see where he brought me from in this biological life, in this bios life, and you can see where he's brought me to in this Zoe life, you'll see the difference in Bill Glaze. You know, when I first got saved and I started coming back around some of my friends, they didn't believe it because they knew what my life was like and they knew how I was. And they said, Glaze? You said Glaze got religion? Come on, man, you got to be kidding me, right? Where's my brother? He can tell you, right? If you could see where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, that he made the difference. That Christ made the difference in my life. And hopefully Christ is making a difference in your life. That when people see you, when people look at you, that they see the difference. You know, hopefully you not like the lady who was driving down the street and the policeman started following her. And he pulled her over. And he said, look, I'm arresting you for stealing this car. And she said, I didn't steal the car. He said, yes, you stole this car. She said, no, this is my car. What makes you think that I stole it? She said, the policeman said, well, you know, when that person cut you off back there, you gave them your middle finger. And I looked at your bumper sticker, and it says, honk if you love Jesus. So this can't be your car. You know, you can't own this car, right? Is your walkie-walkie matching your talkie-talkie? Because if your walkie-walkie is not matching your talkie-talkie, then you need to walkie-walkie like you talkie-talkie. And so we see that there has to be a difference. There has to be a difference in your life. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you just can't blend in with everybody else. And there's a difference between an abundant life and a meager life. I like Romans 14 and verse 17. Look what it says here. For the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. What is abundant life? Abundant life is a life of righteousness. Abundant life is a life of peace. Abundant life is a life of joy. That if you have Christ in your life, that there is a difference, and you should be a righteous person. Your life should be filled with peace. Other things that upset other people, that cause other people to be thrown in turmoil, that there ought to be a peace in your heart. There ought to be an unshakable settledness, that you know that everything is going to be all right. You know that God got this. You know that God is in control. And there ought to be joy in your life. This joy that you have is not based. You know, I watched the game last week. And when the Kansas City Chiefs won, what did they do? They started celebrating, right? Everybody was happy. Everybody was shouting, and everybody was cheerful, and then they had a parade, and everybody was happy, and everybody was cheerful and shouting. But look at this. Their happiness. Because you know what? You could have went over to the Philadelphia Eagles locker room, and they weren't shouting, and they weren't fist bumping and all that stuff. You could have went to the city of Philadelphia, and they weren't doing all that celebrating. As a matter of fact, somebody said that they ended up tearing up stuff in Philadelphia, right? What was the Kansas City Chiefs' happiness based on? The fact that they won the game, right? This joy that we have. This joy that we have. Right, in this abundant life, it don't make any difference if the Steelers won or lost. I know some people, man, they're ready to commit suicide when the Steelers lose the game, man. They walk around the next day like a bulldog baptized in lemon juice, right? They got these long faces. Our joy is not based on circumstances. Christ has given us abundant life, and we rejoice in the fact that nothing can move us. As the song says, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. The Super Bowl didn't give it, and the Super Bowl can't take it away. As a matter of fact, as I try to describe this abundant life, let me share this with you. And I know I've shared it before. I'm drinking from my saucer. I'm drinking from my saucer. I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now, but I don't worry about that much because I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along life's way, I'm reaping better than I've sowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, because my cup has overflowed. That's that abundant life that Jesus is talking about. That's when he said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I don't have a lot of riches, and sometimes the going's tough, but I've got loved ones around me. Hey! And that makes me rich enough. I thank God for the blessings and the mercies he's bestowed. Let's say this together. I'm drinking from my saucer, because my cup has overflowed. I remember when things went wrong. My faith wore somewhat thin. But all at once the dark clouds broke and the sun peeked through again. So God help me. God help me not to gripe about the tough roads that I've hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer, because my cup has overflowed. If God gives me strength and courage when the way grows steep and rough, I'll not ask for other blessings. I'm already, saints, I'm already blessed enough. And may I never be too busy to help others bear their loads. Then I'll keep drinking from my saucer, because my cup has overflowed. That's the abundant life. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what problems you got. It don't matter what issues you're dealing with, that you still can have an abundant life. And I love what they say in here. And as a matter of fact, I'm writing a book of poetry. I've written over 100 poems, and this poem is going to be in there. Now, I didn't write this one, but I did talk to the family of the person that wrote this poem, and they told me that it was all right to include it in my book of poetry. Some godly family. I think his daughter, because this guy has written, his name is... John Paul Moore. He's written several poems, and this was one of them right here, and just a godly family. And as I was talking to them, asking them, could I use this in my book, and they said, no problem at all. Then they began to talk about the man, and talk about how godly their father was, and how much their father enjoyed life, how much their father had that abundant life. And she began to tell me how that their father drank from his saucer because his cup had overflowed. And only life in Jesus Christ can allow you to have this abundant life. And there's a whole lot of people that are going, all this shooting and all this killing that's going on, especially these young people that are shooting and killing one another. You know, one thing that I come to realize is this. Is that they don't have God in their life. They don't have God. And I'm not here to try to condemn and preach. I'm just saying that for you to cold-bloodedly take another person's life who is made in the image of God, right, you don't understand what it means. And I think that, you know, we can work on all kind of programs in the neighborhood, and we can work on all kind of organizations and try to set up stuff to stop all this. But you know what? I've been here at Bethany for going on 33 years. And when I came in July of 1990, you know what they was doing? Killing people. Right on the street, right down the corner, right? Right in this neighborhood. It's been going on for 33 years. And I say that the answer is for you to look in the mirror. You are the answer. That as we invest in the lives of young people, one of the things that I was thinking about, and I'm going to go back and research this, because just to see that this is correct. But I've been here 33 years. I've seen a lot of kids come up through this church. And you know what? Most of the kids that have come up, and I'm not saying because they were some godly saints or because they loved the Lord and they was out here beating people over the head with the Bible. I'm not saying that. But you look at most of the kids that have come through and graduated, most of them have gone on to do positive things in life. I don't know, probably over 95%. And what made the difference? Again, not that they were super spiritual, and let's be honest, maybe some of them might not have even been saved. But what made the difference? They had a God conscience. They had a God conscience. And so, if nothing else, you know, we want to see their lives transformed through Jesus Christ. We want to introduce them to Jesus Christ. We definitely want to do that. But somewhere along the way, we got to let them know that there is a God, and that they are accountable to that God. And so when we look at abundant life, we see that abundant life involves just a life where God is at the center. And people who grow up and live their life without God, they're not enjoying and they're not experiencing the abundant life. Yeah, you know what? There's a whole lot of good people in this world. Let's be honest. There's a whole lot of good people who raise their families, right? And enjoy their families. They go on vacations together. I'm talking about unsaved folk now, right? I'm not talking about saved folk. I'm talking about unsaved folk. They go on vacations. They enjoy themselves. But what good is all that if when you die and you leave this life, you go to a place where it's life apart from God? How much more full, and that's what Jesus was talking about when he was talking about abundant life. He's saying that we have God in our life, and all these things that we do, the vacations, the time that we spend with family, the fellowships that we have, the lives that we live, that they take on more meaning and significance when Christ is involved. And that's what abundant life is. Abundant life is the difference between living your life with Christ and living your life apart from Christ. And let me say this, and then I'm going to move on to my next point, and I'll be finished. And that is, everybody has troubles. Everybody has troubles. But not everybody has Jesus. Jesus makes the difference. Jesus makes the difference between biological life and between spiritual life. I'm going to close with this point right here. So skip that next slide, please. Okay, skip that one. A preacher. Let me read this. Let me read this. Because we're talking about eternal life. Right? Eternal life. Thinking of the fullness and duration of this wonderful life, W.B. Hinson, a great preacher of the past generation, spoke from his own experience just before he died. He said, "I remember a year ago when the doctor told me, 'You have an illness from which you won't recover.' I walked out to where I live, 5 miles from Portland, Oregon, and I looked across at that mountain that I love. And I looked at the river in which I rejoice, and I looked at the stately trees that are always God's property, God's own poetry to my soul. Then in the evening, I looked into the great sky where God was lighting his lamps, and I said, 'I may not see you many more times, but mountain, I will be alive when you are gone. And river, I shall be alive when you cease running toward the sea. And stars, I shall be alive when you have fallen from your sockets in the great downpulling of the material universe.'" What was he saying? As he looked at these things, he knew he was going to die. He knew he was dying in the bios, in the physical life. He knew that he was dying. And so he looked at these things, realizing that according to the Bible, one thing, all these things will be destroyed. You know, God is going to create a new heaven and earth. Right? So he said that I'm going to still be here and you're going to be gone. Right? So saints, I want to close with this thought, and that is, you will live eternity somewhere. Somewhere, don't follow this doctrine that says when you die, you cease to exist. No, the scripture is very clear that you will live on. You will live somewhere else. Or don't buy this doctrine that says that your soul goes to sleep. Those are lies. That's not found in the Word of God. All right? You will live somewhere when you leave here. Now, the fact of the matter is, if you go to that next slide, you're either going to live it separated from God, or you're going to live it in the presence of God. Notice this, Matthew 25, in verse 41. Then shall he say also to them on the left hand, depart from me. Christ saying this. God is saying this. You cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Depart from me. You're going to live. The fact is, where will you live? Revelation 20 and verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You will live beyond this life. It's either separated from God or in the presence of God. In his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Life continues on. Either in the presence of God or separated from God. And what makes the difference? If you go to that next slide, what makes the difference? Christ, whoo, you can tweet this, right? I try to give you something tweetable every week, right? Or you can post this on Instagram, whatever you do, right? Christ doesn't make up the difference. He makes all the difference. He makes all the difference. And so, as we look at life, Christ makes the difference between bios, biological life, and zoe, eternal life. Abundant life. And Christ makes the difference in eternity as far as living in the presence of God or living separated.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the start of a new God's Econ. Like to request an audio copy of today's message, Christ Makes the Difference as Far as Life is Concerned, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Christ Makes the Difference as Far as Life is Concerned. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Christ Makes the Difference as Far as Life is Concerned from our series, The Difference. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Galais is the author of 10 books. For more information about resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.